This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's the top of the hour, America. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us as our conversation continues. Whether it's about the Ninth Circuit or certainly what happened on the Senate floor, as you may have heard if you were here with us early in our conversation with one Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com, about Elizabeth Warren and what she did on the floor of the Senate. You know, some are saying, and particularly this one soundbite here from John Barrasso saying that, you know, don't be fooled. Elizabeth Warren knew exactly what she was doing on the floor of the Senate. Listen to his conversation with Bill Hemmer.
Elizabeth Warren tweeted the following, and you know the back and forth that has involved her throughout the week here. If Jeff Sessions makes even the tiniest attempt to bring his racism, sexism, and bigotry into the Justice Department, he'll hear from all of us. Here's another one. And you better believe every senator who voted to put Jeff Sessions' radical hatred into the Justice Department will hear from all of us, too. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I was proud to vote for Jeff Sessions. I've worked with him in the Senate for 10 years. He is an incredibly kind man, a man who cares about the rule of law. He's going to do an outstanding job as Attorney General of the United States. So, you know, Elizabeth Warren and what happened on the floor of the Senate, very interesting because, look, she is a professor at Harvard Law School. She knew exactly what she was doing. Now she's the voice and the face of the Democrat Party, which to me is a very liberal voice and face coming out of Harvard, the Eastern elite. That's not where this country is going in terms of what the American people are concerned about, which is jobs, the economy, and national security.
Exactly. And John Barrasso, of course, the junior senator from Wyoming, and his insight there that reminding everybody, you know, you got a professor from Harvard Law School, you know, abusing the rules of the Senate and saying what she said. You know, and this is the thing that is problematic. And Jeff Sessions has been attacked in different ways, whether it's the Black Caucus and some of the, you know, Cory Booker, you know, that we talked about in terms of his confirmation that were bantered about regarding Jeff Sessions. But yet the people that worked with him, you know, black men, black lawyers that worked alongside shoulder to shoulder with Jeff Sessions, said there was never an indication of any kind of racism. So, you know, to have these broad brush, you know, indictments on somebody that are unsubstantiated is quite bothersome. But, you know, that's the level of our rhetoric and our politics today. And is it any wonder why we have this, you know, this divide in our country that's, you know, getting to be more frustrating because it's bogging everything down. You know, we're not sitting down and reasoning together. Yeah, it takes a little bit more time. You've got to get through the emotions of it. But I have found time and again when I am able to do that, that it's much more rewarding on both sides. And it's not about trying to convince somebody. I mean, I had somebody the other night say, well, you're not going to convince me. It's not my goal to convince you. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm interested in your opinion, and I want to hear what it's all about, you know, from your perspective, because I could sit there in my own echo chamber like everybody else and convince myself that, you know, my way is the only way. But I've lived life enough to find out that some of this is comedy. Because the times that you think you're the most right is then you find out subsequently you're not so right at all. In fact, one of the things that I will say to you, I had picked this up anecdotally regarding the popular vote, and I had thought that, and I don't know why I didn't check this further, but I'd heard, maybe because I heard it, and you know, sometimes when you hear things that are consistent with your worldview, you go, oh, that's got to be right, and you just kind of take it as empirical. But it's embarrassing when you find out later that it's not, especially for someone like me that has put the you know, the challenge of understanding and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. You know, when you put that out and you say, this is what I'm about, well, the times that you fall short are quite glaring, and they can be a bit embarrassing and indicting. And, you know, I stand guilty, and I had to, you know, because of the new information, you know, I could see it a little bit differently. And so I'm thankful for those challenges.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What happened? It's going to be up to me and you. We got to get this contention. You know, hey, it's okay. Dynamic tension. You call it contention. I think it's a positive thing. It's good to have that. If we can find a way, in spite of it, you know, to work together. You know, we need diverse views. This is why the most important of the amendments that we look at, I believe, is the First Amendment. Of course, a lot of pressure on it, and the government has done everything they can at times to squelch it, I would say. I say government, maybe interest groups is a better word. You see this abounding, and it's so acceptable, especially when you see some of the things that have happened at UC Berkeley. And, you know, you have some people just saying, hey, look, I don't want anything to do with the colleges because they have their safe places. And the way it is that if you're not part of the group think there, and boy, I'll tell you, my eyes were opened up here recently in having a discussion with a recent graduated college student. He said, look, I'll tell you, it's flat out, there's no safe place there. If you don't agree with the group, they're gonna smash you in the mouth. I go, really? He goes, oh no, that's just the way it is. I mean, you talk about the rule of intimidation there. But right now I want to get into, if we can get into some Bible prophecy for a moment, you know, that is highly always my interest. And Joel Richardson is with us, author of several books, including the New York Times bestselling Islamic Antichrist, The Shocking Truth About the Real Nature of the Beast. He also wrote Mideast Beast, and director of WND Films documentary End Times Eyewitnesses. Joel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
I want to talk about, it seems like, boy, I'll tell you, you are such a prolific writer, and what you're presenting to us now, Mystery of Babylon, Unlocking the Bible's Greatest Prophetic Mystery, and what we've always, you know, for anybody that's been a student of prophecy, you know, the Bible does tell us that we will understand prophecy at the time that we need to understand it. And it seems that these onion skin layers are being pulled back as time goes by, and we're able to see deeper into Bible prophecy, and you're particularly effective in unlocking Mystery Babylon, as you have written an in-depth look at the prophecy of Revelation 17 and 18.
Yeah, you know, this has been one of the most difficult, mysterious, controversial prophecies in the New Testament. It's actually the longest prophecy in the New Testament. And so what I do in the book is I work through the history of Christian interpretation of this text. I sort of weigh the strengths and weaknesses of all of the different views that have been offered. And then I offer a view which has incredible relevance in the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a book that, if you're interested in biblical prophecy, this is sort of a, it's almost a, a textbook, you know, on sort of the interpretation of Revelation 17 and 18. But it's also a book that, even if you're just politically astute, even if you're not really focused on biblical prophecy, there's information in here with regard to really the greatest source of corruption in Washington that I think every Christian and every conservative needs to be aware of. And that's, I'm talking essentially about the corruption of Washington by the Saudi royal family.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the greatest taboo subject, one of the least discussed subjects, but one of the most critical subjects to understand Washington and understand some of the underlying factors that are shaping world events right now.
You know, and I got to tell you, Joel, whenever you talk, particularly right now, obviously a big discussion on, a travel ban that has taken place and, you know, seven countries. Why were these seven countries pointed out? You take a look at 9/11, and the big question is, you know, where's Saudi Arabia on this?
Well, exactly. And here's the thing, you know, 9/11, of course, you have the majority, the vast majority of the terrorists were all from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. When you look at groups like ISIS, you look at groups like Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Abu Sayyaf, any of these, you know, leading terrorist groups throughout the earth, they all have their ideological and financial source in Saudi Arabia. So you think, well, if we're legitimately serious about keeping terrorists out, then Saudi Arabia would be on the list. And, you know, I have great hope in many ways with regard to the new administration. But I also have a lot of ongoing concerns. You know, are we going to continue with the same status quo, this clearly unhealthy relationship with Saudi Arabia, or are we going to continue to blindly treat them as though they're actually an ally in the war on terror, when in fact they're probably... We keep calling Iran the greatest source of...
I was just going to say that we point to Iran as the greatest source of and funding for terrorism, but where's Saudi Arabia in that calculus?
Right. Now, you can look out in the earth, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all these groups, they're all Saudi-funded. They have their genesis ideologically, and again, and financially in Saudi Arabia. When's the last time you've seen an Iranian terrorist act in the earth? Can anyone tell me? This is the thing. Tell me the last time, except for in Italy, we had an Iranian kid. He was at a shopping center. And, you know, this was sort of the first time in probably like 15 years that we've had any Iranian terror, and yet we're repeatedly told they're the greatest source of terrorism around the earth. Now, I know there's groups like Hezbollah, and you know, that Iranians are very patient. Yeah, I'm not saying they're not doing anything, mm-hmm. but when you're dealing with the lion's share is coming from this one country, and again, even unfortunately, even with Trump so far, the Trump administration, we don't see anyone calling a spade a spade. And what is the reason? Well, as I said, the Saudis the greatest source of corruption in Washington, and it's very simple to look at. You know, how much money was put into the back pocket of the Clintons? Well, you know, that was publicly released. That was about $30 million directly from a single family, a single foreign government. Roughly $100 million from various Saudi businessmen and folks from Saudi Arabia. You go, okay, well, you know, of course the Democrats are corrupt. We're not surprised by that. Well, then you look at the Bushes, between the father and the son. They took in approximately $1.5 billion.
Wow.
Now, of course, they're much better at sort of cloaking it. It's all friendly loans and different things. But the Bushes have absolutely been in bed with the Saudis. You know, on 9/11 and the few days that followed, the entire airfield was shut down across the United States. There was not a single American politician. There was not, you know, not Donald Trump, not any wealthy real estate mogul. No one was able to fly, except for Saudi princes. Now, this is the single most privileged family in the world. The reason is because they buy influence, and that influence, this is not coming from a holy source. And again, it goes back, Jimmy Carter, you know, you can literally name every single president for the past few generations has been corrupted by Saudi Arabia.
And they've been very effective in keeping it under the radar here. And people are still looking, and they still continue to ask the question. When we come back, we'll break it down and consider the relevance of the Saudi involvement in our political process and in our country, and what it has to do with Mystery Babylon. Joel Richardson is with us as we continue to unlock the Bible's greatest prophetic mystery. It is a, as Joel had said earlier, he will dissect the longest prophecy in the New Testament. Stay with us for more of this. This is Bill Martinez. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information. I say get involved in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you.
Hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There are all always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Some good advice there from Miss Fair, as you recall, from the movie War Room. Welcome back. 21 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Joel Richardson continues. Internationally recognized expert on biblical prophecy, the Middle East, and Islam. Human rights activist, a commentator for WND Pulse Feria, media fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. And on. And Joel is presenting us with a new book, Mystery Babylon, Unlocking the Bible's Greatest Prophetic Mystery, as we focus in and hone in on Revelation 17 and 18. We set this up, Joel, in the first segment in talking about the Saudis' involvement and influence over, the leaders of our country.
Right. And when we look at the prophecy, essentially what we have, there are two overwhelming factors that stand out. This city, this geopolitical entity that's described in Revelation, it is a religious source of corruption. And it is a financial source of corruption. Of course, we've already touched on the degree to which the Saudis have corrupted Washington. Mm-hmm. Again, it's one of the least discussed topics because money buys silence. It's really quite simple. And it's not just a few presidents. I mean, you're dealing with virtually anybody when they're in office. They learn very quickly that if they play ball with the Saudis, when they get out of office, they'll get some cushy job on a consulting position or sitting on a board and get a few $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Saudis have thoroughly corrupted not only our nation, but multiple nations around the world. But of course, Saudi Arabia, the city of Mecca, if you will, not only is it the historical womb of Islam, which of course is the largest false religion, if you will, if I can be so bold, it's the largest system of idolatry that mankind has ever produced. You know, Islam today, 1.62 billion Muslims. It's the second largest religion, fastest growing religion in the world. Mm-hmm. There is not another system of idolatry that compares. You look at the city of Mecca. In the book, I deal with the thoroughly pagan history and roots of the worship that takes place in Mecca that has infected the entire Islamic religion. I mean, it's thoroughly pagan, so many of its practices. This is the single most visited spot in the earth, the shrine, the Kaaba in Mecca. You have, again, 1.61 billion people praying to that shrine every day. There is no other idol in the history of mankind. There is no other false worship system, false religion, mm-hmm. in the history of mankind that compares to Mecca, to Islam, and again, Saudi Arabia being the primary financial source, not just of Islam in general, but the most specific type of Islam, this vile, violent, terrorist, anti-Christic, anti-Zionist, Jew-hating, sect of Islam known as Wahhabism or Salafism, mm-hmm. Again, it's the very fountain. The Saudi kingdom is the very fountain of all of the terrorist acts that we're seeing all over the world. It finds its genesis in Saudi Arabia.
So tie it in with 17 and 18, the longest prophetic history in the Bible.
Yeah, well, so, you know, you've got a lot of different theories. People have looked at this. For instance, you have a lot of Christians today, and they say, well, America is the fulfillment of Mystery Babylon. Mm-hmm. Well, again, you can look at New York City, Wall Street, and there are elements of that city that you could say kind of reflect the prophecy. The problem is the United States lacks the religious component of the prophecy, which is so critical. You know, the prophecy is not talking about something like materialism. You could say, well, we corrupt the world with materialism. It's a religion that, according to the prophecy, it says is drunk on the blood of the saints, the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And for that very reason, this city, this geopolitical entity, is going to be destroyed forever. And when that happens, all of the holy ones, all of heaven, all of the saints rejoice. We see that in Revelation 18. Well, of course, if the United States was destroyed today, I don't think all of the saints of the earth would rejoice. Mm-hmm. The United States, for any of its faults, is still the largest Protestant, I mean, it's the largest Christian mission-sending nation in the earth. And it accounts for 80% of global funding for the spread of the gospel around the world. You know, again, we're certainly not perfect, but we are definitely not the embodiment of corruption and wickedness and false religion throughout the earth. It simply doesn't fit. But the kingdom of Saudi Arabia does actually fulfill all of the various scriptural requirements laid out within the text.
Mm-hmm. In light of that, as you break it down, Joel, as you're writing this book, as you've done in other books that you've presented, I mean, you have moments of clear revelation that, you know, find you, you know, getting a glimpse into the Holy of Holies and coming into the presence of God. And I'm certain this happened again for you in writing Mystery Babylon.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the testimony I keep hearing reviews, is they say the book is just filled with aha moments. You know, as they turn the next page, they go, oh, that suddenly makes so much sense. And again, I want to be clear, I don't present this as an absolute dogmatic, this is the answer, I have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I go through all of the various interpretations, I weigh the strengths, I weigh the weaknesses, and I think what people will see when they do consider this interpretation is that it truly does meet all of the criteria. You know, when you go to a store, you don't buy a glove if three of the fingers fit great.
Right.
But two of the fingers don't fit.
Mm, exactly.
And this is the case with all these other interpretations, and it's not the case with Saudi Arabia. It literally meets all of the various scriptural requirements. And you look out in the earth, you look at the bloodshed of the Christians throughout the Middle East right now.
Yes.
You look at, you know, again, the beheadings, the rape, the kidnapping, all of these things. Again, it's tied, you know, the overwhelming majority. Look at the top, like, 20 of the worst Christian persecution nations in the earth right now. They're all Muslim-majority nations. And again, the majority of them find their funding and their ideological foundations in one kingdom, one single family. And that same family just happens to be the family that controls our government more than any other entity.
And they've been able to use their natural resources, their money, in order to redirect the conversation, to stay under the radar and be able to operate and have influence. I mean, here we are. I mean, they must love the fact that America is upside down over Vladimir Putin right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. He's the second largest shareholder in News Corp, which is the parent company of Fox News. He's the largest shareholder in Twitter. You know, I mean, it literally goes on to corporations, news outlets all across the earth. They are beholden to the Saudi royal family.
Well, this is a book that you want to get your hands on. It will open your eyes maybe wider than you wanted to have them open. Mystery Babylon, Joel Richardson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joel.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They still exist here.
I love the way you hold me. Promise God you'll always be. You take each and every day. Make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms will always be. You take each and every day. Make you special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even love you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, over here on the Hawaiian Islands. Like my daughter, you know, there's 2 hour time difference, and it's, what would that make it, 4 to 7 in the morning on the Hawaiian Islands. So good to have you along with us. Israel Ortega is with us right now, senior writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, Latin American. He was a Capitol Hill staffer for 5 years, but he's since gone to therapy, and he says he's all ready to go. His head's all straightened out, right?
That's right, Bill. Yeah,
I'm just teasing. Come on. No, really. Hey, you know, like us, I guess we're you know, the majority. We're putting is such a big thing that some businesses said, hey, just take the day off, you know. But
wow.
And I got to imagine Atlanta, the people need the day off in order to, you know, speaking of therapy, they're probably in therapy wondering what happened.
Yeah. What a game. Good to talk to you, Bill. Thanks, as always, for the invitation.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about what you identify as Trump's protectionism. You're saying it's going to cause more illegal immigration. Break that down and how you see this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it just goes to the broader point, Bill, that, you know, if we really want to tackle immigration, illegal immigration, that is, we got to look at what's happening in a lot of parts of Latin America, which is that, you know, folks come leave their countries because of corruption, because of really a failed free market system. Mm-hmm. And so that's why people are leaving, you know, and for a long time, people were leaving Mexico because of that. But, you know, recently, Mexico has actually embraced a lot of the free market, has been for trade, open commerce with other countries, and it actually has had a positive impact in terms of reducing poverty rates in Mexico and creating more opportunities in Mexico. And so I'm just a little concerned, Bill, that if we start a trade war with Mexico, that could actually cause Mexico's problems to become worse than they are. And I think that's the point I think that I'd like the president to just acknowledge.
Right. Well, you know, Mexico certainly, you know, has got its issues, no doubt about it. And they've come a long way in terms of addressing, you know, the corruption. But that big 800,000-pound gorilla lies on their border, which is the drug cartels is.
Right.
And this is very dangerous. And I think this is where they need help, just like Chicago needs help, which President Trump. And we're talking about this earlier just a moment ago with Horace Cooper. And that is that sometimes, you know, Donald Trump, because he lives in the world of hyperbole and headlines, he loves these, you know, extreme kind of things and words and big, bold type and everything. And, you know, when you're making a deal and negotiating a deal, you stay in the arena of the extreme, because then when you negotiate something and it's less than the extreme, you feel like you got a deal, you know, so to speak. But what happens is that, you know, it's almost like the nation needs an R2-D2. We need an interpreter. We need a Trump interpreter to kind of understand what's going on, because, you know, the country is in shock as you go from, you know, the political process. And as you know, being a staffer for 5 years, you have a language and a rhythm that goes that not only goes for the Beltway, but it goes for the people who interpret the Beltway. Now you bring an outsider in, and it's what did he say?
Is
that fair?
I mean, that's and that's part of what we're doing here, you know, in the Beltway pundits, you know. But I think, Bill, I think the point here is, look, I don't think the president is wrong to say we've got to crack down on illegal immigration. I'm all for that. I would just like to have the president acknowledge that a lot of the undocumented folks are coming here are overstaying their visa. So a border wall, the effectiveness of a border wall is something that I'm concerned about. And then secondly, I like to see concurrently, you know, we crack down on illegal immigration, but we also come up with a way to have folks who want to come here from this country legally. That could be a guest worker program for a few years for folks, and maybe something different. But I think that's something that I think is important for us to just remember and to hopefully have as a conversation.
As you and I know, the thing, and this is what I think is being ignored in the conversation, and that is that we need to protect immigrants. You know, when they come into the country and they're undocumented, I mean, the stories, you see, we're not hearing a whole lot about the abuse that goes on. And there's abuse on all levels. You know, sadly, you got businesses taking advantage of people, underpaying them. You have crime that takes place. And an immigrant who is here illegally is not going to pick up 911 right away.
Right.
And all this stuff comes into play. We're just not protecting, and we're exacerbating the problem of immigrants coming into this country when we keep them in the shadows, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that the operative word for me that you just said, Bill, is exacerbating. And I think that's my concern, is if we continue creating a system or having a system where we reward folks who came here the wrong way, then you're just going to encourage more of that. And I think that was the most concerning part of President Obama's immigration policy, is that, you know, you basically encourage people to come here the wrong way, dangerously. And so I think hopefully Trump will get the mechanics of this right. Let's crack down illegal immigration, but also have a way for folks to come here legally and come here through the front door instead of come in the back door, as they have been for a long time.
Well, you know, the way you speak of it and the way you and I are talking about it, to me, that this is reasonable. But you have a situation where you got a state senator in California, happen to be on the West Coast right now. I was reading a story about this one state senator, De Leon, and he says half of his family are undocumented that are here in America. And you go, Whoa, come don't.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah.
You know what? What are you doing? What are you doing to them? And this whole deal. You are a state senator, and you make you make this statement. But see, this is the idea. It's become so casual, and we violate the law, and it's meaningless. And so now they cry foul when somebody comes in and says, "Don't we have a law against this?"
Yeah. No, actually, absolutely right. Actually, I've had a chance to listen to that state senator speak before, and I know his views are very, very progressive on a lot of things. But no, I mean, I think you're right. I think that's at the heart of what's going on, Bill, is the fact that we are becoming more of a lawless society. You know, we're simply not enforcing a lot of laws that are on the books, and so I'm all for again crafting changes to existing immigration law. Figuring out a way to do this the right way, but until then, we've got to enforce existing immigration laws. I mean, rule of law is the cornerstone of any society that is prosperous and fair and free, and to undermine that, I think, is very, very concerning.
Yeah, I agree with you, Iz, and I think part of the challenge that we have to face here in America is that when you've been without the rule of law for as long as we have, I mean, we got here, like that frog in the boiling water. It was also gentle. And so, but the fact of the matter is that we've got to correct this problem. So the difference from where we are right now, where we need to be in promoting the rule of law, where it is truly a win-win proposition, is going to be pain. There's pain for the immigrants ahead.
Yeah.
For the citizens, for us trying to process, wait a minute, you know, are we going to tear families apart? You know, this whole situation of anchor babies, all this stuff, you know, that has been problematic, that has been created by politicians, you know, for their political interest, not for the interest of the immigrant or the citizens, clearly.
Right.
This is what makes for bad policy.
Right, absolutely. And I love to send you this article that I just wrote recently, Bill, because I look at the immigration lobby and actually had a chance to interview a dreamer, and she told me that she's a little concerned about some of the tactics that some of these immigration rights groups are using, where they're disrupting congressional hearings or getting in the face of members of Congress. And, you know, what she's saying is, look, a better approach is to actually dialogue with some of these members of Congress, talk to the senators, not getting these shouting matches. And so I thought it was a fascinating take because I think it goes to your point about how do we ensure that we come up with a system that works for
exactly.
the immigrants, but also for the American people.
Well, get that to me, and we'll post it on our website as well, because it's of interest for a lot of people. We continue to have this discussion, and part of the reason that we're going round in circles to your very point and to her point is that we're not having a sit-down, reasonable conversation. We're shouting at one another. We're not communicating, and therein lies the challenge, but also the opportunity where we could settle this. Could you imagine this gets settled, I mean, both countries.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I know the left and progressives want us to let go of this. I mean, this is how you begin to become controlled, is you let go of those things that brought you to the dance. You lose sight. You know, I was just talking with Roger Stone off the air. You know, one of my favorite sayings has been, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I think that's what we've lost sight of. And this is what Donald Trump has brought back to the public square, is helping us understand that vision and what our target point is all about is so critical. And you have people that have been so used to, for so long, Roger Stone, that, you know, that they live in the world of theory. And you've got that part of the populace that is theoretical in purpose. Then you have the other part, which, and I think America's hard pressed to understand how diabolical the forces that exist that do not want this great American experiment to continue. What do you say, Roger Stone?
Agreement. The mainstream media and their allies in the establishment have had things their way for 30 years.
Yes.
How are we doing? They've given us endless war, massive debt and spending and borrowing, erosion of our civil liberties, an immigration system that's left our communities and streets unsafe, a foreign policy that is expensive and completely incoherent, in which we seem to be doing everything humanly possible to boost our enemies and undercut our friends.
Exactly.
That's what they've given us. And they want the status quo. The Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, and virtually every member of Congressman, Republican, and Democrat. They like things just the way they are. Trump is dissatisfied with the decline in the country, and he will take them all on if that's what it takes to make America great again.
Exactly. Roger Stone is with us, and he's the best-selling author, political insider about the 45th president of the United States. Been with Donald Trump for, what, over 35 years, Roger? Roger, are you there? Let's see here. Let's see. All of a sudden, we got so excited, we lost him in the transition here.
No, I think we're here.
Oh, here we are. Okay, there you are. All right. I said that you've been with, you're an insider with Trump. You've known Trump for a long time, over 35 years. You've seen and witnessed firsthand his character and what Donald Trump is all about, which, certainly those in the Beltway, the people that got us into this mess, cannot understand. I mean, this was the furthest thing that was supposed to happen. I mean, it was supposed to be Hillary and a continuation of one Barack Obama's policies. But America, thank God, woke up in time and heard what Donald Trump was telling them. And they said, no, he's going to be our guy. This is the one who we want running the country, right?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think that people don't understand that Donald is a fighter.
Mm.
He is completely unafraid of these forces that are aligned against him, and the more you attack him, the more resolve he has. He is a terrifically stubborn individual when he has set his mind on a goal. And I know Washington shock, because the idea of a candidate for president who actually does the things he said he was going to do in the campaign is unknown to them. They've never heard of that.
Right.
Read my lips. No new taxes. Right up till the minute George Bush raised taxes.
Exactly.
So they're so used to campaigns being about rhetoric and empty promises to get elected that when a guy comes along who actually begins to do what he said he was going to do, the folks inside the Beltway are in shock, and they're near hysterical.
Exactly. And he's leaving him in the dust, Roger Stone. As it was brought out in the O'Reilly interview, and we've heard several times before, I think in a conversation you and I had before, is that Trump operates on very little sleep, maybe 3-4 hours. So there's no moss growing under his feet. I mean, in 2 weeks' time, he's left the Beltway in the dust, and there's so much energy happening, and I'd say positive and negative. Positive for those that have been saying it's about time, and negative for those that say, look, we're happy with the status quo. We've made a lot of money, and we've taken advantage of the public dole, and we don't want to lose that golden goose, do they?
No, I think you put your finger on it. I guess my real problem with the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama continuum, because make no mistake about it, the policies of Bush and the policies of Clinton are absolutely identical across the board. It's not just that they have driven the country into the gutter. It's not just that they have made every American poorer and less safe. It's that they and their cronies have gotten fabulously wealthy while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's my real problem with it.
Right.
They have lined their pockets by being insiders in the system while the American people have suffered. Trump is the only one, I think, with the independence to reverse that trend, to reverse the decline in America.
Well, because of his directness and his honesty, I mean, he is exposing people all around. People are nervous here in this country. And dare I say, Roger Stone, around the world, I mean, you see some agitation happening in other countries, good and bad as well.
Look, he is what he is, and the mainstream media's focus on, for example, yesterday, whether or not he wears a bathrobe when he's in the family quarters of the White House, I just don't think the voters care about this.
Right.
They care about whether or not there are jobs. They care about whether or not their streets and neighborhoods are safe. They care about whether their kids can go to quality school, and when they get out of school, will there be an employment opportunity for them? I believe that if Donald Trump can deliver on the big picture issues that got him elected, sealing the border, revitalizing the economy, redoing the trade deals, and so on, no one is going to care about this sideshow, this constant sniping at him by the mainstream media. I do agree with something we said off air, which is there has to be consequences.
Exactly.
CNN is not a news organization. They should be denied White House press credentials because those are for news organizations. We don't give press credentials to opinion organizations, and that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's Anderson Cooper or Brooke Baldwin or Mike Smirkanish. Just admit, you're not journalists. You're advocates. You're partisans.
Exactly.
Fine. We have partisans on our side, too, but say what you really are. Not news, not journalists, not unbiased, not reasonable, not fair.
Roger, who's going to call them out on that? I mean, because the public is, raising their backs on this more and more, and they want consequences. And I know that Trump is serious. He's focused about his responsibility to the voters, even those that didn't vote for him, doing what he believes is in the best interest of this country, like, all this controversy over this temporary travel ban that you have an activist judge overstepping on. And, of course, we'll find out later. Later on today, the decision there, but it looks like we could end up in a game of chess before it's all over.
Yeah, and it's ironic because if you read the federal statute, I think it's very clear. It says mm-hmm. The president has the authority to ban any group at any time for any length of time up to his discretion. That's pretty clear. It's black and white. It doesn't say there are exceptions for Muslims. It doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
The judge is wrong. The judge is looking for his 15 minutes. Hopefully that will be over soon. The judge needs to be ostracized by the people. Mm-hmm. See, even judges
need to be accountable.
Criticized in this country. Yeah, need to be held accountable.
Exactly.
That's why lifetime tenure for judges is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, just as the president has said, that there should be a limited amount of time for legislators. I believe in the judge's office, even up to the Supreme Court, and some people challenge that. But I think that what happens, when you have somebody, as there have been cases, whether it's been in the legislature or even in the Supreme Court, that people are, their time on earth is obvious that they are ready to move on and we're propping them up. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, there's no question. The Republican majority in the Congress can impeach any judge they choose to, and the president will sign it. I know exactly what needs to happen here. There has to be some accountability. The arrogance in the federal judiciary has to end.
Mm-hmm.
And, frankly, I urge citizens to take action.
Exactly.
The judge's quarters, his phone number are public, politely, mm-hmm. call and let the judge know what you think. Don't, no obscenities, no yelling, no violence. But let the judge know what you think.
Well, there hasn't been accountability, to your point, Roger Stone, and pushback by we, the people, to tell the judges that we do not want activist judges. We don't want judges vacating millions of votes like they did in California. The Ninth Circuit of judges has been a challenge for conservatives and those in Main Street America that see the judiciary acting in a way that should be consistent with the founding principles of our U.S. Constitution, and they seem to violate that at every turn, Roger. We got about 20 seconds left here.
Look, I appreciate being with you. My new book, Making the President 2016, really deals with many of these issues. Obviously, the New York Times and the Washington Post are not interested in my making the New York Times bestseller list, so I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to be here today.
Well, good to have you on with us. Roger Stone, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Being self-reliant.